my day, the 20th of June. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we are both thinking about Sunday's Gospel, which is from Luke, and we are thinking about the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. And I think these two readings come together a little bit, because let's listen to the story in Luke's Gospel, and then let's think about migrants and refugees. At that time, Jesus spoke to the crowds of the kingdom of God, and he cured all those who needed healing. Now, the day began to pass away, so it was getting late. And the 12 came to him and said, "Lord, send the crowd away. They must go into the villages and the country around the place to find accommodation and to get food, for here is a lonely place." But Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." And then they said, "But we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. How are we to go and buy food for all these people?" For there were about 5,000. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Make them sit down in groups, about 50 each." And they did so, and made them all sit down. And then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And everyone ate enough. And afterwards they collected all the scraps, and there were 12 baskets of broken pieces. So, why are we having this reading? Well, as we've been saying all week, we are heading into Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ. And those of you who were really paying attention would realize that I got a little muddled myself when I was preparing a few days ago for this feast day, and I read you the readings from year A and not the readings from year C. But fortunately, we realized that, so I apologize for that. You're all prepared for next year, but for year C, it is the Gospel of Luke. And it's the feeding of the 5,000. And the feeding of the 5,000 is often used as one of the Gospels that's kind of leading up to the Last Supper and the institution of the Eucharist. Because, of course, what does Jesus do here? He takes bread and he multiplies it to feed everyone. And it's a very symbolic moment, because at the end, when all the scraps are collected, there are 12 baskets symbolizing the 12 apostles and 12 tribes of Judah. So we're seeing something extraordinary happening. Now, what might this have to do with refugees and migrants? In our country and in other countries around the world, when people talk about refugees and migrants, they often use the language of scarcity. What does that mean? It means that we worry about people coming from other places and they might take away things that we need. That's a narrative that you might hear. That's a story you might hear. Why are refugee children getting places in our schools when we need those places? That's not a narrative of God. That's a narrative of politicians who want you to vote for them. And it is true that refugees and migrants normally can't vote in the countries they find themselves in. And our constitution, our South African constitution, is actually very clear. It talks about how the constitutional rights belong to all people living in the country. It doesn't say just to South Africans. Some people are trying to get that changed, but the church is opposing them because God sees all people as created equal, whether they are South Africans or Nigerians or Chinese or American or Ugandan or Ethiopian. We are all human beings created in the image and likeness of God. And before God, we are not more special than other people. We are all the same. Just because you can run fast or sing beautifully doesn't make you a better person than someone who can't run at all or who has no sense of tone We all are gifted in our own unique way, and we all have an equal right to life and to the basic dignities in our society. I think Jesus is talking about that in the feeding of the 5,000. The apostles want to go send everybody back. They must go back to their villages. They must go back to where they came from. We can't deal with them. We don't have enough resources, Jesus. This is impossible. And Jesus says, will you give them something to eat? And his disciples are not happy with him. But then Jesus does this miracle. And miraculously, there is enough food. Now, I remember many years ago listening to someone who said, it is unclear in Luke's version of this miracle whether the miracle is that the 5 loaves and the 2 fish multiplied and became enough for everyone, or whether because of the generosity of Jesus affecting the crowd, everybody shared what they had and suddenly there was enough, that people had brought enough, even for those who didn't have anything. I don't know if you've ever had an experience like that. It sometimes happens at picnics. And the time I can remember it happening with a picnic of people who didn't know each other was in 1994 at the first elections. I was standing in a queue and something went wrong with the voting station and they didn't have the ballot papers or for some reason they didn't open at the time they said they would open. But we all stayed in the queue. We were told to stay in the queue and we did. But after a while we sat down and we didn't sit in a line anymore. We sat in circles because we were South Africans. And we started to talk to each other. And then somebody went to her house to fetch biscuits and somebody else went to fetch coffee and somebody else came back with some fruit. And the next thing you know, we were having an impromptu picnic. And although we sat there all day, I think I stayed in that queue for maybe 10 hours, it remains one of my favorite memories. Not a memory of being frustrated and upset because things didn't work, but a memory of being with people, other people who I didn't know, sharing a picnic, waiting outside the voting station, which was a church in Yeovil, waiting, sitting in a circle, sharing stories. It taught me something very important. I was young, I was only 18 at the time. It taught me a very important thing. If you listen to people, if you share your food with them, if you share your stories with them, they become your friends, irrespective of who they are or where they come from. So I think the story today is reminding us to share. To share what we have with others and not to be afraid that there is not enough, but to trust that God will provide. Let's pray now. Lord, help us to remember that we are all pilgrims, that is, strangers, as we walk through life. We are really all citizens of heaven, and we are only straying onto your earth for a little while. Help us to greet other pilgrims, other strangers, wherever they come from, with open hearts and hands, just as Jesus greeted all the people who came to listen to him. Help us to share and to be generous. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.